Hey guys, it's Dan Weber again. So I just hosted my sales clinic 2.0, and I really appreciate all of your guys' feedback. And I felt bad because a couple people came back and were like, we thought you were going to talk about the four basic principles of rapport building. And so I'm committed to getting better. I'm committed to helping you guys get better. And because I hear you, what you're saying, I'm doing a podcast just for you guys and everyone else who wants to listen to it. So right now, for the next few minutes, I'm going to talk to you about the four basic principles of rapport building. This is really going to help you get customers engaged at your desk, over the phone, in person. It's going to help you seal the deal, and it's ultimately going to help you help more kids. So the first principle of rapport building is making people feel normal. A lot of parents call in, and it's very rare that a parent will call in and be like, hey, it's all sunshine and roses, just want to sign up for your program. That's few and far between. Most of the time, we get that painful call where we're up all night fighting over the dinner table. And I think my kid's going to get left behind. They're a third grader struggling with multiplication and time tests. And I'm really concerned that they're going to get left behind and they're not going to have a clue to do with division or any of the story problems or anything. And here, when we want people to help people feel normal, one of the tactics you can use is called feel, felt, found. And I know this is very new for some people. And when I was new with it, I would always mix up my felts and my feels and my founds, felts, feels. So it's always good to start by practicing and writing this down. So when you first practice this with yourself, practice just writing it down and realize that when you want to respond, you want to layer this out in a sense where it says, I understand how you feel about your students struggling with multiplication. In fact, many of my current students have parents that were worried about the exact same thing. But after only a few weeks at Mathnasium, those parents found that their students were more confident and could perform better on time tests. They were doing multiplication, and they were ready for long division. Let's get started. Boom, you'll sign them up. The next step we want to talk about is people want to be heard. You saying things like, I hear you. What I hear you saying is your student is struggling with time tests. We can help with that. Or if you're a parent of your own, I know we have a lot of parents who have kids, and you guys have such a power move of being able to say, like, you know what? I understand how that's frustrating. My child went through the same thing, and I brought him to Mathnasium, and this is how it helped him. You're going to sign that parent up. Number three, people want to feel cared for. Think of a time where you went into you weren't shopping, but you were window shopping, you were browsing, and then all of a sudden you're like, maybe I'll buy something, but you didn't really feel like the sales rep or anyone really had your best interest in heart, or they were on their phone texting other people or Snapchatting or doing whatever on Facebook. It didn't really make you feel cared for, did it? But if you had someone there and you're like, you know what, I'm just kind of window shopping, but I was interested in those sunglasses. Well, that's great. You came to the right place. We got great sunglasses. Come on down. Or in our case with Mathnasium, it's ring, ring. Thanks for calling Mathnasium. How can I help you? You know what? I'm looking for a great summer program to get my kid ahead for next year. You called the right place. We have the Power Math workout. The next step is invite them in for your free trial or your free assessment. So I'm telling you, the power of I can assure you, you have called the right place will set every objection a parent has at ease. Those words resonate with a parent to the core. And telling them that, just hearing that, if you were to call somewhere for help, just hearing that, imagine if you called a plumber and you're like, you know what, water's flowing out everywhere. In fact, this happened to me once when I was running Westwood as a center director. One day I was training one of the country managers, Harple, who's in charge of Canada, and my partner Assad, who's now in FBC as well, was there, and our toilet backed up. And I had no idea what to do. So I started calling all the plumbers. No one picked up. It was like 5 o'clock. Not even. It was earlier than that. It was like it was 5 o'clock when they got there. But it was 3 o'clock and we had to close the center. I didn't know what to do, so I'm calling all these plumbers, and then finally some plumber picks up and I'm like, hey man, my toilet exploded. I need your help ASAP. Water's flowing out. He's like, well, you called the right place. I was like, oh man, whatever it costs, just come on down. Let's take care of this. He's like, yeah, I'm on the way. I'm like, this is awesome. So If you have any questions about, like, if you have any fear that when parents call you that they haven't called the right place, then we should have a conversation about that. Because I know for a fact that we can help any student that seeks help as long as they take our recommendation. That's the only caveat, is that we're not going to help a kid who's two grades behind once a week. That will not work. And so it kind of comes down to, yes, you can say you have called the right place because you are the professional. You're the person who runs your mathnasium. You're the specialist. And once they follow your instructions, yeah, we can help people. I've never had a case where I could not help a student. And I've helped students with a lot of different learning disabilities. But we got it done. And if you're wondering how, we did a lot of private lessons. So we would isolate the students, put them one-on-one with an instructor. And in fact, in one case where I had a student who was dyslexic and ADHD and some other stuff, worked on numerical fluency two times through. The parent didn't think it was working, and I gave her the post assessment. And it gives me chills thinking about it. But that mom came in to watch me perform the oral numerical fluency, and when I got to 12 plus 12, the mom looked at me. She's like, "Oh, she's never going to get that. She's never gotten that." And the daughter I saw just kind of looked up, started using her tools that we taught her, and looked at me and said, 24. And the mom was sold. Like, she's like, whatever we need to do to keep this going, just keep it going. And finally, I get all worked up when I tell that story. All right. Number four, let people know there's a plan. The next step is you're going to come in for a risk-free assessment today. I'm going to assess your student for their foundational gaps. I'm going to show you the customized learning plan, and we're going to be able to get you started. The paperwork only takes 4 minutes. Parents sometimes think that paperwork takes an hour, 30 minutes. I don't know why. Maybe from other kids' activities. But in my case, I will typically, once I meet the parent, I'll have them start filling out the student-parent contact form. That takes the longest. But I'm the one suggesting the monthly membership. Always recommend your longest commitment first. And tell them, you know, the best program for you? Let them know. Your student right now is scored a 50 on a fourth grade assessment, which means we need to spend summer getting him caught up a little bit more. So I want you to come in 2 to 3 times a week. While we're here, we're just gonna work on mathnasium. And our goal for summer is to get him through in the next 10 months, to get him through about 10 to 12 concepts if we can. And that's going to get him right about here. And let them know. Set that expectation, because if you don't set... We have a saying at Mathnasium, which is to be unclear is to be unkind. And I feel that we get very unclear when we show a parent the learning plan and fail to... Maybe sometimes we fail to tell them, hey, if you come 2 to 3 times a week, you're going to finish 4 to 5 concepts a month, which means this learning plan is 30 concepts long, which means this is about 6 months of work. But this depends on how your student acts while they're here and if you bring in extra homework. So it's always really important to outline the plan and use that rule of thumb, 4 to 5 concepts a month if you come 2 to 3 times a week. If you're coming two times a week, if you have a twice a week membership, just give them it's probably closer to 4. But that's all dependent on the student and their level of productivity and, of course, what they're working on. A kid who's working on long division for getting through one of those is not going to be moving through that super quick. In fact, you don't want them to rush through that. Maybe give them a page or two a day, because otherwise they might never want to come back to mathnasium. And finally, just the Maya Angelou principle. I'm telling you guys that now that you are aware of these four basic rapport building principles, you can be more direct about it, more intentional. Life's not about just giving effort. It's about applying effort in the right places. And if every time you talk to a parent, you apply effort on these four buttons, you will sign that parent up and you will make a customer for life. And even if those go wrong, it's all about how you make them feel. And these things contribute to that. Even if your center's a little messy, even if you were late for your appointment, just remember what Maya Angelou said, which is, I've learned that people will forget what you said People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Thanks, guys. If you have any questions, text, email, call. Talk to you soon.